Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I'm still loving you. I'm looking down.
Taylor, you're on Blog Talk Radio, and this is a team of voices. And we have this show, goes for about an hour, about this time, every Saturday night, or if you're like me in Australia, Sunday at lunchtime. And we have a theme this week, which is from the wonderful, fantastic, and totemic song, Sounds of Silence. It is the second line, Hello Darkness, My Old Friend, and that is our theme for today. I'd like to welcome to the studio with me Deborah Lee. Hi, Deb. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm very well. You raced in spot on time, and talking about being spot on time, hello, Jay Hatter. How are you?
Hey, 27 seconds. I'm fine.
I know. No point wasting time, Hatter. You just sort of snuck in there right on the bell. So it all very good. Now, I have a few things to say about the world of the Sound of Silence, because it's a bit of an interesting backstory to this. I didn't realise that Simon and Garfunkel met in elementary school and started singing together in 1953, they harmonised there as teenagers, and they sang under the group name Tom and Jerry Hatter.
Yeah, I remember.
And it wasn't until they got together in 63 as again not as yet as Simon and Garfunkel, and they basically got found by the studio Columbia was signed to a debut album in 64, which sold incredibly poorly. And it wasn't until their song Sound of Silence got overdubbed with electric guitar and drums in late 65, which they didn't actually hear about until it happened, that it went to number one. It was then that their career sort of started with some speed around. And it's been widely recognised, The Sound of Silence. It's one of the best pieces of folk acoustic writing in a song ever. And I know it's a favourite of yours, Hannah.
Yes, it is. I think it's one of the greatest poems written and then turned to song. Yeah, the golden voice of Bart Garfunkel. They were quite young too when they were contract, yeah.
Yeah. Paul Simon wrote the song when he was 21, and he tells the story that he actually wrote it in the bathroom to the cadence of a faucet with water turned on, and so the water was sort of tumbling into the sink, and it was ground sound that got him into that sort of frame to write the song.
I think all would be more related to Bridge Over Troubled Waters, but I could see that.
No. It was said. We're a poetry group, a team of voices, and so we have a series of poetic responses to the poem, and it always I always love it, Hatter, when we get a piece from Gerald Green, because he's actually shot us in poems.
Yeah.
I was going to start with Gerald because he, you know, always I think provides an insightful view of each topic that we do. And so if we have Gerald, I think it's worth starting with him. So I've got a SoundCloud from Gerald, so thank you for sending not just the poem but the SoundCloud in. And I'm going to play that now to start off the show.
And you said it starts a little low, but don't turn it up too loud or you'll get blasted.
Thank you, Deb.
Night That Beckons, written in red by Gerald Green. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Let temptations now ascend. Early evening raises hopes and dreams. Dormant shadows rise to new extremes. And the secrets of the evening have their way. Thoughts obey to a call that beckons. Breezes waft fresh pheromones. Smiles glow like polished stones. Silk and denim come alive at night, dance with leather in the dim moonlight, and the whisper of the lover lingers there in the air. 'Tis a scene that beckons. But tonight I go alone. It's a stranger I have known. Dreary days and seasons come and go with a pace that's neither fast nor slow. And the image of a lover I hold dear hovers near in my heart that beckons. People look at me and say, there's too high a price to pay. Words of yesterday become a curse, planting me inside a universe where society can't understand the time. Hear the chime of the clock that beckons. Will this nightmare never end and this fantasy descend? I'm behind and love is just ahead, gaining speed but losing ground instead. And the passion of the evening still remains in my veins. 'Tis the night that beckons.
Now, that was most impressive, Joe. I know the rhyme pattern of that song is not easy, and you've gone and just sat within that beautifully. And I particularly like, "Will this nightmare never end and this fantasy descend? I'm behind as love is just ahead, gaining speed but losing ground instead." Very, very, very nice. Enjoyed it a lot. Deb, did you want to say a few words about Gerald Space?
Yeah, you know, when he started with the first line, of course, from the song, "Hello Darkness, My Old Friend," and from the prompt, I wondered how he was going to go. And then, like you said, he nailed it. I wondered for a moment when he said, because he had told me earlier that it started off a little low, I wondered if maybe he was going to break out into song. Maybe next time, Gerald. But no, I like the direction that he took it in as well. Smiles glow like polished stones. Silken denim comes alive at night, dance with leather in the dim moonlight. But there's something about that smiles glow like polished stones, that, you know, he's gone for the end sounds like you do when you, like, rewrite to a song. And that last stanza of his with this nightmare never – "Will this nightmare never end and this fantasy descend? I can't even read tonight. I'm behind and love is just ahead, gaining speed but losing ground instead. And the passion of the evening still remains in my veins. 'Tis the night that beckons." But there's something so sad about gaining speed but losing ground instead. Sort of a lot of emotion that he threaded through there. Fantastic share, Gerald. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deb. And Hannah, what did you think of Gerald's post?
Yeah, he did keep the cadence and the structure true to the song, and the background music he kept in time also, it seemed. Yeah, this is well done. I've done one of these to the cadence. It's not easy because the way Paul Simon wrote it, it's got an odd change in the middle of the lyrics, the structure.
Yes.
But Jerry did it real well.
Yeah, no, great. And he did make it a little difficult to copy, and I'm sure that it's probably the water flowing into the sink backwards. But anyway,
yeah.
I'm quickly put on one of Banjo's poems. I typically do that around this time. I thought one that might fit was "The Daylight is Dying," and it might fit with the theme. So I'm going to read that now, and I don't believe it. I just got a thing on my phone from CNN saying that Matthew Perry, the star of Friends, has died. That's ridiculous.
Oh,
he was only 54.
Yeah, he was battling depression. I'm shocked. Yeah, I know. I had read recently that he was battling deep depression all through the show. Wow.
Really?
Who was it?
Matthew Perry. Yeah, I had no idea.
Matthew Perry.
Oh.
The actor.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. He had MS. He had a version of MS, I think.
That was awful. Apparent drowning.
Wow.
Drowning?
Ready? Oh, wow.
Apparent drowning. Yeah. Anyway. There you go. Crops. Crumbs.
He was in the bathtub,
so,
it says.
Good Lord. That's horrible.
He's
anyway,
only 54. That's a shame.
Only 54. Yeah, no age at all. Okay. This is a Banjo Patterson poem, The Daylight is Dying, sort of strangely prescient, really. And it goes like this. The daylight is dying away in the west. The wild birds are flying in silence to rest. In leafage and frondage where shadows deep, they pass to its bondage, the kingdom of sleep. And watched in their sleeping by stars in the height, they rest in your keeping, O wonderful night. When night doth her glories of sun starshine unfold, 'tis then the stories of bushland are told. Unnumbered I hold them in memories bright, if who could unfold them or read them or write. Beyond all denials, the stars in their glories, the breeze and the miles are part of these stories. The waving of grasses, the song of the river, it sings as it passes forever and ever. The hobbled chains rattle, the calling of birds, the lowing of cattle, must blend with the words. Without these, indeed, you would find it ere long, as though I should read you the words of a song that lamely would linger when lacking the room, the voice of the singer, the lilt of the tune. But as one half-hearing an old-time refrain with memory clearing recall to the game, these tales roughly wrought of the bush and its waves may call back a thought of the wandering days. And blending with each in the memories that throng, there haply shall reach you some echo of song and poem.
Shorter
sort of question. Yeah, nice though. Nice.
Yes,
that's silence. That all sorts of things. It beautifully rhymed, of course, because it was banjo. Now, Hatter. How did you go with this theme? I see that you've put a poem up on the board, which is always a good sign. How did you go with writing to this theme?
Well, third attempt, only because I didn't know where I put the first one. Second one I didn't like, so tried to write something decent.
Okay. Well,
then I just realized
underselling yourself, let's see. Do you want to read it, or did you want me to read it?
Yeah, why don't you read it, please.
Okay. Got it. This is Tell Them You Know Me by Mr. Joe Hatter, and it goes a little bit like this. I took down the curtains that blocked the light. I knew right away that something's not right. The glass was smeared with darkness dust. It blew with the wind in a cloud of their trying hard to pretend. Hello there, darkness, my old, old friend. It's been too long, I thought you'd died. I ponder the reason, the light had lied. Come take your seat next to me. Look where I'm pointing, what do you see? People are changing from good to bad. Drifting away, it's so, so sad. Welcome to darkness, I'm glad you are here. Tell me the story that rings in my ear. Do you know sorrow, or can you pretend? Tell them you know me, and I am your friend. And Paul.
Nice read.
Thank you. Nice rough. Very nice, right. Deb, did you want to say some words about that one first?
Yeah. That one grabs you. I sat there trying hard to pretend. Hello there, darkness, my old, old friend. It's been too long. I thought you died. I'd ponder the reason the light had lied. I thought, well, of course, the trademark had a rhyme, but it tugs on the heartstrings all the way through. People are changing from good to bad, drifting away. It's so, so sad. And goodness, what a truth. And then the welcome the darkness. I'm glad you are here. Tell me the story that rings in my ear. Yeah. It's a very emotional piece, and the darkness and the loneliness and the silence definitely rings there. But I think my favorite couplet is, I sat there trying hard to pretend, hello there, darkness, my old friend. A couple of times where you used like the old and so sad, I think helped drive it. Awesome one, Heather.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, well, the thing that was clear to me, Heather, when I actually read this before the show, because it was up on the board for about 20 minutes or so, and that there's a real sense of the original song and the lyrics and the sense of place and purpose in the song. And the lovely thing about your poem is that it sort of trails along the edges of the song, but it sort of traces out some new ground as well. And some of the lines are really outstanding. Like, come take your seat next to me, look where I'm pointing, what do you see? It's not the original song, but gee, it's so aligned to the message of the song. So I think you did a wonderful job.
Thanks, AP. Thank you. Thanks for reading it.
So,
much better than me.
Floated down the page, and that's always a sign of something that's very well written, so well done.
Thank you.
Deb, how did you go with yours? Because I think you might have pulled out an old one.
You know, I did, because when I was sitting there and I realized that in my head, for some reason, I was going to a particular place, I have this, I don't know if it's like a saying, but I tend to people on a pedestal, and then once they're there, they're the only ones who can knock themselves off, sort of. And this is the you know, you sit there in silence, usually crying over the fact that you were wrong about someone, and when they take that nosedive off the pedestal, it hits pretty hard, and I couldn't get that out of my mind. I went and dug this one up.
Perfect. Well, it's up on the board for you, Deb. This is a statue in the park, spotlighted by darkness.
Okay. And it was one of my very first attempts at a pantoum as well. This is called A Statue in the Park, Spotlighted by Darkness. And here we go. In a dive off the marble pedestal, you squashed me, stomping out the titanium light that I held inside, and tossed me in foam from the turquoise sea. Then you grinned as blood-red pieces of me died. Stomping out the titanium light that I held inside, frostbite activated a saltwater teardrop cascade. Then you grinned as blood-red pieces of me died. From bowling me over in dirty pool you played. Frostbite activated a saltwater teardrop cascade, shattering me like glass hitting maple or floorboard. From bowling me over in dirty pool you played. I crawled for razor-edged scissors to cut the cord, shattering me like glass hitting maple oak floorboard. Topaz sunshine fries in neon rainbow colors gray. I crawled for razor-edged scissors to cut the cord by the price you sweet-talked me to pay. Topaz sunshine fries in neon rainbow colors gray as gunmetal storm clouds circled the veins grow iced. Knotted by the price you sweet-talked me to pay. Twisting fleshed heartstrings that you hand-sliced. As gunmetal storm clouds circle and veins grow iced, You incinerated my smile in orange flames you stoked, twisting fleshed heartstrings that you hand-sliced. Lace butterflies wheeze, breathing smoke, then choked. You incinerated my smile in orange flames you stoked and tossed me in foam from the turquoise sea. Lace butterflies wheeze, breathing smoke, then choked. In a dive off the marble pedestal, you squashed me and pulled.
There you go. It's a lovely version of a pantoum, Deb. You really a pantoum relies on great, vivid description and something that can be versatile enough to be used in multiple ways. And I think you really did that very, very well. And of course, it did go onto the front page and has been viewed by ridiculous numbers of people and liked it in that way as well. So a great effort, lovely poem. Hatter, what did you think?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, explain the rules of the pantoum.
Well,
yeah.
My understanding, Deb, is that you basically have lines 2 and 4, which appear as lines 1 and 3 in the previous stanza. So it goes 1, 3, 2, 4, and keeps on rotating those two lines through until they're used twice, and then you use the next ones. Got it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you also
ended
two of the lines from the first stanza as well. So it's like a trickle-down poem. The most important thing is a solid first stanza, and then to make it make sense all the way through to the end. I love them.
Yeah, I agree. They're very neat. Hatter?
Yeah, I see it now.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. No, it's a fantastic pattern. And it, as Deb said, it works really well if you can get that first stanza right. But more importantly, you've got to have the descriptive words that give it power and can be used differently in different contexts as you go through. So otherwise it gets very repetitive, and it certainly wasn't. So that told a story. Very well done, Deb.
Thank you very much.
Okie dokie. Now, I should say that I think next week is an open poetry shop. Is that right, Deb?
Well, I was sort of under the impression that we might be off next week.
Ah, you're exactly right. Yes.
So then that would mean that the week after that would be something that Hatter would need to choose.
Yes. So next week I'm traveling. So, and I'm on a plane, which makes it difficult to do a show, all things being equal. So we're going to have a gap next week, and the week after we will need a prompt from yourself. Yeah. So necessarily need to give that now, but you can give some thought to it, yeah?
I'll put some thought to it, yeah.
Yeah, so we've got two bits on the board, Kurt. We've got my bit, and then we're going to finish with Poe, yes? So I'm going to put mine up first, let's do that, and then we've got a poem to complete the time period. So this is, I should say up front that Sounds of Silence is one of the best pieces of song lyric I've ever read, so if I can get 10% there, we'll go there with Silently Recast. And it goes a little bit like this. Hello, darkness, my old friend. come to commune before I attend. There my derision costly sweeping, bereft of wheat while I was creeping. Indecision lay slanted within my pain of knotted stains. Begins as bound that silence. Sin listless themes I sought atone. Marrow beats an endless drone. Neath the squalor of the homeless damp, burn books with their letters in my lamp. There the lies were nabbed as dashed upon their right, out with respite, crushed around that silence. And in the fading sight still war, gathered broken people baying more. People hawking without weakening, people fearing eyes mean, people fighting wrongs where choices are unfair. Results we bear, grinds brown that silence, moves red by the news don't know, violence of a chance exposed, in unheard and they may beseech you, raking palms so sight reaches you. But my words, like silent raindrops fell, snatched to ground in silence. And the people bowed and waved by their lewd and powder's trade. Resigned splashed out as spawning, in the message 'twas a warning. Design read the deeds of the prophets there, written as the heckler's scroll in the city sprawl. A littered pound in silence. End poem.
You're so good at these rewrites.
Yeah, if you find songs easier to write to as prompts or pictures.
Good question. It takes me longer with songs because you've got to keep the rhythm. Song has an internal rhythm and rhyme, and there's important words to rhyme or you'd lose the sense of the rhythm of the song that was originally done. So it takes a bit longer to do songs. It's because you don't, if you're going to sing them, you've still got to keep the rhythm, and so you go over them 3 or 4 times and sing them out loud and make sure that you can still follow the original cadence. So, yeah, I like doing songs. They just take longer.
Yeah, I agree. Nice job.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. So
many parts in this one, too. And in that fading sight still raw, gathered broken people bang more, people hawking without weakening. It makes me think of all the visions that we're seeing on the news on a daily basis right now. And then you take it down, rules read by the news don't know, violence of a chance to expose. But where was the one with the choices? That one got me too, where the choices are, I can't find it. But it's pretty powerful, the second to the last one, and the people bowed and weighed by their load and power's trade, resigned, splashed out of spawning, and the message, 'twas a warning. I mean, she's just so many, like I said, it just, as you were going, I was picturing all the different sites, especially today. They were showing some pictures that they weren't showing in the beginning with the children and stuff, and meet the squalor of the homeless, damp, burn books with their letters in my lamp. That's stuff that's been in the news, like with the burning of the books, and there's just so, it's like a walk through civics class, and but in a way to make you pay more attention because it's in song. I think a lot of kids would retain a lot of stuff more if they were sung the information, to be honest. But yeah, like I said, there it is. People fighting wrongs where choices are unfair, results few bear. It's like, you know, the choices are unfair and there's not many to begin with. And, you know,
yeah,
it's just really, really grinds brown, that silence. I think that this came out really powerful and spot on with
Thanks,
the rhyme.
Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah, I mean, it, as Hatter said, it's got quite an interesting turn in terms of the rhyme up front. So you've got to be careful with it or otherwise you run out. It just doesn't, the rhythm's not right. So, but it's a brilliant song. And the words of the original will live forever, and this was just a sort of updating of the words to the current situation that we find ourselves in. So, anyway, there you go. Okey-dokey. I am going to go to the board, Deb, and I am going to grab the classic poem for today. And then I'll finish with, finish with that because we have a special guest. Hello, sweet. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
I am very, very well. I am very, very well. It's lovely to have you on board. And
thank you.
I was just going to the board and I saw, Jesus Christ, Sweet's put something on there. So
I did.
That was a great surprise. I'm very happy, to be honest. But
I know. I like the subject matter, and I love the song, and I actually am home. So I was like, I think I'm going to do this.
Well, there you go. I mean, thank you, too. So I have put you on the board. Darkness is my last friend. Sweet. I'm intrigued already.
All right. So this is Darkness is My Last Friend by me, Sweet Pea. Crumbled in my box I lie, my left foot kicked over my shoulder, my right hand between my legs. Pinpoint pricks of northern lights play peekaboo, wild shadows erratically swinging about my head. In solitudes of loneliness, I spoke to them as friends. Puppet master hands stay muted, so I no longer dance. Listen to the melodies of silence, mourn the tunes of loss. When darkness is your last friend, soothing your broken heart. End poem.
Interesting piece. Crumpled in my eyelid. Who's that picture of, Sweat?
It's just a black wolf.
Okay. I wasn't sure. It's always...
No.
Some... No? Okay.
Is he with me?
Worth asking, though.
Yeah.
Deb, did you want to say a few words about Sweet's poem?
Absolutely, yeah. Sweet, it's an excellent brevity, but that last stanza, my word, puppet master's hands stay muted, so I no longer dance. Listen to melodies of silence, mourn the tunes of loss, when darkness is your last friend, soothing your broken heart. That's amazing, especially the part where with the puppet master's hands muted, you can't dance. I mean, wow. You always impress, my dear. But what a brevity.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. Very strong, Sweet. I liked it a lot. Hatter, what did you think of Sweet's piece?
Hi, Sweet.
Hi, darling.
Yeah. I was wondering where you were going with my left foot kicked over my shoulders, my right hand shoved between my legs. I like how it's sort of a question of where you're going with it at front mix as you think about it. And the puppet master, of course, pulling on the strings.
Mm-hmm.
When darkness is your last friend, soothing your broken heart. Very good.
Thank you.
More clip.
Very, very nicely done. Sweet. Very, very nicely done. I like that a lot.
Thank you.
Are you able to stay with us for a few more minutes? We're not going to go for too much longer, but or do you have to disappear into the night? Sweet.
No, I'm going to stick around and listen to you guys for a minute.
Okay. Well, we're not going to be around too much longer, but we did have a piece of Poe for me to read. So I was going to read Poe, and I might finish with the original song Death. If that's on, I'm thinking it's probably in the studio, so I can just play it off the list.
Absolutely, and then I'll just post the lyric on the lyrics on the wall, and that'll be perfect.
That's what we're going to do. Meantime, we all love a bit of Poe now and then, and this is Edgar Allan Poe. This is Spirits of the Dead, and it goes a little bit like this. Thy soul shall find itself alone mid dark thoughts of the grey tombstone, not one of all the crowd to pry into thine hour of secrecy. Be silent in that solitude, which is not loneliness for them. The spirits of the dead who stood in life before thee are again. In death around thee and their will shall overshadow thee, be still. The night though clear shall frown and the stars shall not look down from their high thrones in the heaven with light like hopes to mortals given. Their red orbs without beam to thy weariness shall seem as a burning and a fever which would cling to thee forever. Now are thoughts thou shalt not banish, now are visions near to vanish. From thy spirit shall they pass no more, like dewdrop from the grass. The breeze, the breath of God is still, and the mist upon the hill, shadowy, shadowy yet unbroken, is a symbol and a token, how it hangs upon the trees, a mystery of mysteries. And Poe. Always love a bit of Poe. Read a lot of Poe over the years. And it's so brilliantly written and so brilliantly placed on the page. It's lovely assonance in the writing. Now, Deb, I have to turn to you and get a sense of what's coming up on A Team of Voices over the space of this week.
Well, before I do that, how about if I let you know that Sky is here and she brought a poem?
Get out of here! Sky, this is wonderful.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Hi, how are you?
I'm most impressed. I turned around and you know, there were a few people here, and then you turn around and bang, you know, you get a whole forest of them. It's wonderful. So thank you. So, it's great. And Deb's already put your poem up on the board, which is even more organized.
Awesome. Hey, this is called There Are Dead Swans That Dance With Grief Beneath the Wheel of Time by Darko. Darkly wheel that spins and spins and spins, like rotating gravity that molders, clinging to spoked teeth and rotting, rocking feet, the sickly kind of rocking that lurches and keels, wallowing in drafts that pluck themselves along each board, splintering and splintering and splintering, till nails give way, till they peel upward and descend and descend and descend, down into a coffin of mud, a debris of carnival rot where swan boats dance like Vizian's apparition, an aged and lackluster dance, listless in its discipline. And there, in foul fecal of squalor, in black-rimmed turbid, see those dead swans, those darkly pinned spokes that cling like teeth, spinning and spinning and spinning, slowly pitching downward all that clings and severs, pieces once whole, gathering downward and downward and downward into a darksome reflection of its sky. End poem.
I was in that class. You start with darkly veil and you have braids, and then you end with a darksome reflection of its sky. How fun is that? That's a lot. Very clever. Okay. Hatta, what did you think of that piece?
That was very good. Sky. I'm looking down. Is it a Poe quote?
I think I wrote it for a show, and they were celebrating Poe, and I picked that quote a little while ago.
Okay. This is very good. I like the way you repeated the words. It gives you direction. Down, down, down. Spinning. I'm spinning. Very good, Sky.
Thank
you. I liked it.
And Sweet, did you want to say a few words about Sky's piece?
Oh, yes. The spinning spoke, falling teeth, rotting teeth, however you may put it. But I love the Ferris wheel picture. To me, that was, I don't know, I envisioned whether it was Poe, not Poe, or whatever, but the crashing of the Ferris wheel as it just rotted and fell down. So I love that analogy, because that's what I saw in my head, regardless of whatever else was going on. I can just see that rotting and just being dismissed, and, you know, the whole point of life, no matter what it is, it just slowly disintegrates, and, you know, piece by piece and plank by plank, we all just fall down. And I thought it was, you know, stunningly done. Just beautifully done. Would it be?
Thank you for that, Sweet. And Deb, did you want to say a few words?
Yeah. Okay, for starters, I really love that title, Sky. There are dead swans that dance with the wraiths beneath the wheel of time. And the Ferris wheel being the wheel of time is so cool. And there's something about an amusement park that's dark and falling apart and rusted and not used anymore and abandoned. That's sort of like the death of childhood. You see it and you think of all the laughter that used to be there and what's left. And then your couplet there, down into a coffin of mud, a debris of carnival rot. It's like, oh my word, a coffin of mud. How perfect scribe that is. And it brought to mind some of the stories of the, you know, haunted amusement parks and stuff like that. It's just the wording, the metaphors, the title, everything. It's a really great poem, and it's an excellent take on that prompt. I'm glad you came.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deb, and thank you, Scott, for dropping past. It's always wonderful to have you with us. Deb, I'm now going to say, did you want to say a few words about what's coming up on the Team of Voices this week?
Yes, I would. I'd say check your inbox about tomorrow.
Yes.
And on Monday, it is All Hallows Eve. And I've got a wide variety of art choices. Just thumb through, and whichever one screams at you the loudest, take us on a journey with you and show me what you got. That's 10 p.m. on Monday. I'm looking forward to it and hope to see you there. And I know that on Tuesday, Halloween, the last day of the month, we are going to go off the rack with Raconteur, and he is doing a monster bash. So he said to dust off your monsters and your mad scientists and your freaks and fiends and ghouls that inspire urban legends or whatever sends monsters giving you goosebumps, and bring it with you. That's what he'd like to hear, and he's Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern. And then Wednesday, I believe we have Miss Sky.
Yes.
And it's Star Wars time. Beginning of the month. So it's the Book of Boba Fett. And she's got some very great photos up there and a link for you to choose some quotes and some characters. And there's usually, I'm thumbing, there's usually a trailer to go. So towards the bottom is her trailer. So just go all out with Boba Fett and to see Sky on Wednesday at 8 p.m., and that's the next several days.
Well done, Deb. Thank you. And now, Hannah, no pressure, because we are on a one-week break next week. We're having a break because I'm touring in the plane on when we would normally be having the show. But if you want to let us know in full some time for not next week, but the week after, what our theme is.
Yeah, I'll announce it through the week. I'll figure it out.
Perfect. Too easy. Okay.
That'll work.
That's what we'll do. And meantime, thank you very much to Sweet and to Sky for dropping by. Gerald putting the poem up and the SoundCloud, and of course for Hatter and Deb being there as they are all the time. And I'm going to finish with the thing that got us here in the first place, which is Simon and Garfunkel, The Sound of Silence. Have a great couple of weeks, because we've got next week off, and we'll catch up in 2 weeks' time. Thanks, everybody.
Rest in peace, Matthew Perry.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Yeah, so...
Thank you.
All right. Good night, everybody. And this is Simon and Garfunkel with The Thing That Inspired Us All.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light. It split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000. 5,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. No one dare disturb the sound of silence. Who will say I you do not know? Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the will of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls. Tenement halls whispered the sounds of silence.
So we're having a break next week, and the week after we will be back with Hatter's theme that will be up on the boards for all of you in the next week or so. Thank you to Deb, thank you Hatter, and we will be back in a couple of weeks. Bye everybody.
Great show. Love and respect everyone.
Thanks Deb. Thanks Hatter.